Good. A topic for the shiur this evening in conjunction with Parshas Vayechi is saying Tehillim to the sick. So we're not going to be saying Tehillim right now. I do want to mention that the schus of the shiur, the learning, should be a schus before Shlema for Rav Moshe Ben Dina, who's the father of one of our regulars, not able to be here this evening because father isn't well and is having a serious procedure. So before Shlema, so shar chol Yisrael. Parshas Vayechi, the Torah tells in the first of the sources, Bereishis Perek Mem Ches Pasuk Aleph. At a certain point, Yosef is informed, he receives the news that his father is sick, and therefore he takes his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, to go to Yaakov, who apparently is quite sick. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia and Daf Pei Zayinam and Aleph, in the second source, a very interesting comment. The Gemara says, Ad Yaakov lo hava chulsha. Until the days of Yaakov, people didn't get sick. There was no illness until the days of Yaakov. The Pasuk says, Hinei Avicha Choleh, right? That's what the Pasuk said. So the Gemara comments that until that time, nobody was ever sick. Also, Yaakov bo rachami v'hava chulsha. Yaakov came and requested HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy that there should take be illness. And Shenemar, that Pasuk, Vayomer Yosef, Hinei Avicha Choleh. It was Yaakov who asked for this. Rashi explains why in the world would Yaakov ask for such a thing. Why is that the davening there should be sickness? So Rashi says there in Bava Metzia Peis Amar Alaf, third source, Ibn Masa Boy Rachami Vahava Chusha, Shiechla Adam Lisnei Mosa Vietzava Elevesa, that a person should get sick before he dies, who would have the opportunity to give his, in effect, the last will and testament to his family, to gather his family around and leave instructions that are necessary for them. The parallel Gemara appears in Sanhedrin of Kuv Zayin with Beis, so there Rashi says a little more. That's in source number 4, Rashi and Sanhedrin. Kuzanam beis dumaslo boi rachami de la habechulsha kedei shepnai levon of lovo kol echad beachamim komo lios all of the shas misa. So the members of the family know they all live in different places, maybe. So the members of the family should know that the patriarch, so to speak, is ill, and they should gather around. They should come together. Everyone should be there. Lios all of the shas misa to be with them. To be with him. At the time of his death, Shekeman, Sheroin, Shenofa, Lemita, Yodin, Sheyomas. When they see he falls into his sickbed, they realize he's going to die, so Miskabtin won, they get together and come. So Rashi's telling us that that was what Yaakovin requested, that until the days of Yaakovin there was no illness, but Yaakov requested there should be illness in the world, so that the children of the person who's going to die should know that he's ill, it's going to lead to his death, so they'll come from where they are and they'll gather around. The Maharshah, back in Bava Metzia, again, Peizanim and Aleph, the fifth source, Divra Masa, also Yaakov, he explains how we derive this from the Pasuk, because it never says that Yaakov asked Yosef to come, right? The Pasuk says, look back in the first source, just was, Yosef was informed that Yaakov was sick, so right away, he up and went in, right away. So the Marshal comments, the Pishal of Hizkir Kan, Shakara also, Kamosha Hizkir, Pasha Kodemis, just before the beginning of the Sedra, Yaakov summoned Yosef when he wanted to leave instructions about where to bury him and so on. He summoned him before, but here it doesn't say that he summoned him. So Lefisha, so Marshal explains, Lefisha Amira Shavim Chole, he Atzma Hakriya. Evidently, the information that the father is sick, that itself is the equivalent of stuff. That's the call. That's the summons. That was earlier. That was a little earlier. No, so there he wasn't ill yet. I guess he knew. He had to call him, but Marshall's point is that being sick is enough of a summons. Right, exactly. That's why it says Achayat Barmela. It doesn't say exactly how long. He could. But at that point, maybe he's too ill. We don't know whatever. But we could. But Marshall says that getting sick is the equivalent of the summons.
You see that because it says, Vayis Chazek?
Right here, strengthen himself to greet him. Yeah, okay. Good. Anyway, the point of the Marshal understands that the Gemara understands, because the Gemara is saying that for this reason, this was a new thing that people were sick. In other words, people didn't get sick before. That's what Martha said. No! Exactly. So let's see. Good. Good. So one step at a time. So that's the kasha everybody asks. Okay, but let's look at the Marshal again. He says, Sha'abim chole, he atzma kriya. Sha'adish bova chole, kodem misa, dover shalohaya bola olam. Yu kadeh levarek, one of you tzavel sukkavirish rashi. Now, what all the people are wondering, what do you mean nobody got sick? Is that true? Nobody got sick? In fact, we have Gemara, aside from the logic, we have Gemaras that indicate the opposite. For example, there's a Gemara of Abbas that Tezan and Beis. source number six. Rav Shimon Yocha Omer, Evan Tova Hoy Sotului B'Tzavor Shal Avraham Avinu Shekol Chol HaHaroos O Miyad Mishrapi. Avraham Avinu had some sort of a jewel or a gem that he would wear, and anybody who was sick and looked at it would get better. What do you mean anybody who was sick? I thought we said no one got sick until the days of Yaakov. So Tosis is that Kasha. That's the seventh sort. Tosis Kasha. Rav Asa Tazan and Beis Mishrapi Idu Masla. V'im Tomar V'Hod Me Avraham Akatil Hoy Chol Ba'olam Kid Avinu Basokha. That's the Gemara in Bav Metzia. Miyados Shiro Chol Shekol. I'm sorry, I've got to jumbled up here. Kamim Vasocher, Shakola, Sochers of Poland, the Ad Yaakov Lohava Chulsho, Ad Elisha of his scholars, Yisbach and so on, Umatsina Lameimar, the Hacha Bechola Shamaka Iri. Two answers. One is that sometimes the what they're talking about in the days of Avraham Avinu was illness based on a wound, as opposed to an India, not age or not something internal, but something external perhaps. Or, and this is the answer you, the gentleman said, Rabbi Natan, the Rima Parshim, the Ad Yaakov Lohava, the Ichlish Hainu Cholisham Misa. Nobody died from illness. That was the chiddush of Yaakov's time. Not that nobody was ill. Okay, and as the Torah of Israel show and give is what Yaakov asked for was not ill. There was illness in the world, but there was never illness that led to death. Nobody died from whatever illness they had. They didn't die from it. That's what Yaakov. That when it's time to die, you didn't get sick right before your death. So how do people, in fact, there's another rabbi who gets how people do.
These people aren't going to know if they know what kind of sickness it is.
Right, so the thing is that, but now, the idea that Yaakov asked was the issue that sickness should, not necessarily all sickness obviously, but sickness should be able to lead to death. So you know, when a person, death should come through sickness, that's the point. Death should come through illness. Death should come through illness. We see that as well, other Rishonim say this on a different parasha in Chumash. Look at the eighth source in parasha of the era, per kapala posi gedala. Yashkam Avram Baboka Bechaz, right? This is when Avram Avinu threw at that Sora's direction, threw Hagar and Yishmael out of the house, right? So Yashkam Avram Baboka Veikach Lechem Bechem Asmaim Veitel Hagar Sama Shikma Zayel Veshachel Vatel Apatezim Veshava, right? Avram gave a canteen of water and some food to Hagar. She put it on the shoulder of Es Hayelet. So Rashi there explains in Source 9 in Parshas Vayera, again, Bereshis Per Chavala Plus Gedal Es Hayelet Af Hayelet Sama Shikma. She had to carry the youngster to Yishmael also. Why? Yishmael couldn't walk because he was sick. So the Chizkuni there asked the same kasha. What do you mean? Chizkuni there in the tent, so Chizkuni there in Bereshis. Chafal of Yudalad. Pirish Rashi, Asar Cholik, and Tomer Ha'amina Ad Yaakov Lo Ha'chusha. Same kasha, right? I thought nobody got sick until the days of Yaakov. That's what Yishmael and this Shana said, no. The Yishmael and the Heed of Osas Mano Ha'chusha, the Maisi, Miu Machmas Simon, Ein Maisim. Okay, but there are other ways you could die from thirst and so on. So there are other ways that a person could die, but it's not exactly the same type of illness. So how did people die then if it wasn't through illness? So in the 11th source, it's Pirkei de Belezer. Pirkei de Belezer. On the edition that's in the computer, it's Perek Nun Aleph, and my old edition of the Pirkei de Belezer is Perek Nun Beis. Wherever it is, Pirkei de Belezer is a collection of Midrashic comments. It's attributed to the Belezer, who's one of the great Tanaim, called the Belezer Agolo. The Rebbe of Akiva, and some of the great Stam Rebbe Belezer in the Gemara. And so whether the whole Pirkei de Belezer is from him, or just the beginning is from him, so because the beginning of Pirkei de Belezer begins with a mimer from him, like a quote from him. He's one of the great Tanaim. So Pirkei de Belezer begins with Maaseh Rebbe Elazar. It's called the Belezer and Hercules. So whether the whole Pirkei de Belezer is from him or it's other things, so that's for the historians and the scholars to discuss. Whatever it is called Pirkei de Belezer, so in Perek Nun Beis in the regular editions, or in this what they refer to here is the Chorav edition, Perek Nun Aleph, it says Miyom source 11, Miyom she nivra ha'olam lo adam chola el b'chol makom she adam in baderech mashuk. The itesh, he sneezed. That's how you die. When a person sneezed, it basically dropped dead on the spot. You sneeze in the air and whatever it is, it came out of your body, and that's how you died. Ad shabo Yaakov, he'll be keshrachim ozel. So almost name of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Torah shalom, alti kakas nafshim emeni, adashari mitzavis, and the bonai is neve isi, and that's all. And he was answered, shenemar, our apostle, vayyach redon relo, and everyone else, and everyone else, and everyone everyone was wondered about it, and that says the Pirkei de Belezer. That's why we have a minute to say some sort of, when somebody sneezes, say Gesundheit, Lebriut, Gabasiu, Asusta, in a way. I read the Gemara has like that. Okay, here I have a pasuk to say keeps the ear. Why is that? Keeps it. Didn't fall down. Uh-huh. Okay, there you go. So the Radal, David Lusato, has a parish in front of the computer, the Bir Radal, there in the. In the Radal, not Rosh Hashanah, Radal. I
Zaken with Dabla. Dabla Luria. Dabla Luria. I wrote a parish on the Luria, not with Zaken, I'm sorry. But Dabla Luria on a commentary called Bir Ardal on the regular picket of the Luria. I don't think so. As a real Luria, Marshal was Luria. But anyway, so it says there, yeah, right, not related. Anyway, I don't know, you're early. But it says here that Masham Matanashur. Visham Masma Shiyako Vikesh Rachamim Shia Kain Laolo. Okay? Wasn't that Yaakov just requested this from himself? He requested that such should be the way things are at all times. So, obviously, except that it's not always that way. Right? That's an interesting comment. I mean, it isn't always that way, but that was, I guess, a person's zoch. I mean, sometimes a person does suddenly have a heart attack, and that's it, you know. Or other ways you die, you get hit by a car, something like that. It's true, attacked by an animal or something. But anyway, there is another thing which should come to our mind, and Raphael mentioned it. You know, I mean, there is another quote-unquote benefit, another idea that's sort of helpful when a person is sick, and that is that other people can be misfollowed to him for a refuah shleima. You know, sometimes a person takes ill, and the fact is that people can respond and ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to save his life. In fact, the Gemara has such a concept in source number 13. The Gemara Mord Katan Daf Hayam and Al. It's commenting on a pasuk. Look at source 12. This is a pasuk in Parshas Chazria, which we see has nothing to do with our discussion. It's someone who gets saras. Now we know that saras is not really a physical disease; it's a spiritual disease, and so on. It has certain physical manifestations with discoloration of skin, the chule. But the pasuk says in Vayikra, Parshas Gimel, pasuk Mem Hey, Batsarua Shebo Anega. The God of Yufum Rosh Yefarua Fan Rosh Miate, so he has to let his hair grow and cover his face. The Tomei Tomei Yikra. The Tomei, he's got to scream out Tomei Tomei. So the more he says, the more come down, hey, what's this about? The Tomei Tomei Yikra Tuma Korolo Omeris Lo Perush. The purpose of screaming Tomei is that people should know that he's Tomei, don't come to contact with him, right? Because someone who's Tomei can be Mitame others. Mitzora is one of the others of Tuma. So that's not right that he should not warn anybody. So he calls out Tomei. Then the Gemara says, "V'chena b'Brazil b'Arbrei the Brazil Rabba Tuma Korolo Perush." It's like the Tuma calls out to stay away. The Gemara says, "V'hayla achudasa huma boyle lefadani v'tomei tomei yikra sarach lahodia sarah larabim v'rabim v'akshem rachamim." The reason he screams out "Tomei Tomei" is to let people know his predicament, so that people should be misfollowed to him, right? Says the Gemara, you're both right. In Cain, lichto v'tomei yikra my v'tomei tomei shabbos minatarti. Two things I learned. Says "Tomei Tomei." One, I'm Tommy, don't come near me if you want to, come Tommy yourself. But two, people should daven for him. Similarly, the Gemara has the same comment in Sota, Lamed Beis, and Beis, source 14, Kitanya, Tommy, Tommy, Yikra, Tzorech, Lahudia, Tzara, Larabim, Barabim, Vachal, Rachamim. And the Gemara in Sota extends it and says, don't think that this is just a special din by Tzaras. The Gemara says in the Furish, Sotalam Beis and Beis, V'chomi she'irabo dover tzorklo d'yela rabim. Anybody who's got a problem should publicize, let people know so that other members of the community can be misfollowed and ask from Rachamim. In fact, the Gemara in Shabbos is an interesting Gemara. Shabbos Samad Zion Amad Aleph. The Gemara says, interestingly, that it extends even to property, right? But not only to physical. The Gemara has this strange discussion. It's the Shabbos Tam of Zion Amar Aleph, source 15. The Gemara says, "Abai v'Rava Damri Tarvayhu." The Gemara there is talking about something called Darkei Amori. Darkei Amori is a certain type of mumbo jumbo type of either incantations or activities, voodoo, whatever. They say things, you do things, and it's supposed to have some sort of healing effect. So the Gemara says, but if it heals, the Abai and Rava say it has healing powers, it's not Darkei Amori. Okay? So then the Gemara, so then the Gemara tells us a story about Tav Raisa, about Tanya, second line of 15. Elon Shemeshi, Peresa, Sokra, Vitzavesa, Besikra, Vitana, Babanim. A tree, Shemeshir Peroset, by the way, Rashi says in source 16, Sheesh Moshim Rafuah, Shemiris Rafuah, so some of the Rafuah is visible. Now it's clear that there's works for Rafuah. Then otherwise there's a problem of Darkei Amori. Anyway, it's talking about a tree that somehow produces fruit too fast. The fruits come out too fast and then they blossom and they get rotten too quickly. Okay, and they drop off. So what do you do? So it says, weight down the trees with stones. Okay, weight down the trees with stones, and also make a red mark on it. So this on a tone of a banan kehet, the likush chile, right? Weaken it by putting stones and weighting it down, so it won't have the same strength to produce the fruits that fast.
What's sikra?
So make a color, like paint it, make a mark on it. So then,
is it a mark or is it painting? Because for fruit trees,
yeah,
they paint it from the ground to a certain level to keep the bugs away.
Oh, is that right? That's interesting. Well, I didn't know that. But I don't think that's, well, we'll see, that's not what it says here. You are asked, but what's the purpose of care? I was soaked with a secret, my refuah covered. They had a good answer. But I don't know. But the Gemara didn't know about that. I wasn't thinking about it. But the Gemara says, what do you have to make a mark on it for? To paint it? Answers the Gemara, people will see that this tree is sick, is diseased. So they'll say, I feel bad for the owner, and they'll daven for it. As the Gemara says, the Tanya, Tamechama Yikra, well, yes, Tzar Rabim, Rabim Mishul Rachamim. The Mar has it. This is what they do. So it extends even to non-physical illness.
Okay?
I don't know. And the Gemara is a riot to that time. As the Gemara says also in Chulin, right? The title is more in Chulin. If you look at 17, Rashi in Chulin says, Ki hai tana, levakish, olav rabim rachim. There's benefit for the public of Davin. And finally, the Gemara has, this is a tried and true tested method. The Gemara says, the Tanya, again, the same drosha, Tommy Yikra, Tzark, Lodil, Tzark, Rabin, Bakshul, Rabin, Omar Yosef, Hava Uvda, but Pumbedisa, I know the case personally, in Pumbedisa, where somebody was sick, and the Tibur davened, and it got better. Right? Rashi explains, Nidah, Tzark, Rabin, Al, Source 19, Hava Uvda, but Gilso, Tzark, Rabin, was a woman who told everybody that she's sick, Ubiksho, Aler, Rachamin, with his son, Taki, how it works. So this apparently is a tried and true method, a tested method, and it works to heal somebody. So there we have another benefit in knowing that somebody is sick, and there is this concept in the Gemara of people davening on behalf of somebody else to bring them a refuah. Yeah.
Interesting, especially the opposite of like some people's natural inclination is to
keep it private. And Echanami. So Echanami, right? But the Gemara, I guess, when it gets to a certain point, I mean, that's you have to analyze. But that's what the Gemara says. And so we see clearly that davening on behalf of somebody else works, or it has the potential to work. I'm not going to say it works every time, you know it doesn't. But sometimes, Rav Yosef testifies, he's familiar with cases where it did work. Okay, to be misfollowed for somebody else. Obviously, the cholish from misfollowed for himself too. Okay, but in fact, the Medrash says that's the best thing. Right, that's the best thing. But the fact is, we know about the mitzvah of Bikur Chol, you mentioned before. In fact, it's clear, and that's what we'll look at the next couple of sources demonstrate, that the mitzvah of Bikur Chol includes davening. We think Bikur Chol is just to go to the guy, chit-chat, and make him, that's part of it, you want to make him feel good. But part of Bikur Chol is also to say a tefillah on his behalf. The Gemara says in the Dorim Daf Mem, source 20, Mem Amad Aleph, the Gemara in the Dorim, first, a dramatic statement. Okay, if you're mevakir chola, you give him life. It means you animate him or you make him feel better and so on. And if you don't, it's like you're contributing to his death. Okay, so my grandma, Elam, a column vacas, a column of vacas, all of Rachman, she yich, the whole chain rack is all of vacas, Rachman, she almost stopped the diaper. I mean, is that what it means? If you go to visit somebody and you pray for him, you're giving him life, and you don't, you're killing him. He almost said, you're like a dominant, he should die. Has to show him. Ella, call she aim, revaka, chola, aim, revaka, she'll rapper, lo sheikh, lo she almost. Okay, because you don't know about it, you don't know the situation. And the Gemara says, your point, Rava, originally, Yoma Kadma, the Cholish, Amalahon, Lotigla, Inchi. When he got sick initially, that was like you said, originally, didn't want to tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. Why the list from Mazli? They want to, you know, it's a private thing, Rashi explained. Huh? Well, that's a big question in its own right. But it means that, you know, he doesn't want, that's what it means, an Ein Hara, he doesn't want, you know, sometimes, you know, it's almost like it'll take a miraculous recovery. They'll want to publicize things, maybe because you don't get a miracle. Rashi says that the Elisur Mazle again is in Dharma Memam at Aleph. The Dilma Mitzalan Alter, okay, Inam de Lashtoy Miliovay. It won't help him, or he'll get other people. His own tefillahs will be answered. Different things that the Rishonim mentions there. But Mikan Ve'elech, after that, when he saw that he wasn't getting better, Chazi de Lo Misrafi. So then, Amalhu Pukav Achrizu, go publicize to get other people to daven for him. The Rambam brings that lahalacha in Hilchos Avot Parak Yud Aleph Vav, source 22. Hanichnas Levakar Sachola. There's certain rules about how not to do. You don't sit on the bed and some different technical rules. But look at the very end. Lamisata Vyosha Lamakam Rashi. So sit in this position. Umevakesh Olav Rachamim Vyotze. The Rambam includes that in the instructions how to do Bikur Cholim is Mevakesh Olav Rachamim, and the Shulchan Aruch as well. And there are there are more rights at the end of that paragraph. First part of the paragraph is like the Rambam. They said, "V'chol shebiker v'lo bikesh olav rachamim lo kiyam a mitzvah." Rambam goes so far as to say that if you visited somebody who's sick and you weren't misfollowed them, you didn't properly fulfill the mitzvah. It's so much a part of the mitzvah is this. Okay? And in Sifrei, the Mechaber writes, Kishe mevakesh ala brapin, im mevakesh lefanav yochal levakesh b'loshon jirtzeh. Vim mevakesh lo befanav levakesh b'loshon hakodesh. If you're in the presence of a person, you can say in any language, others only do it in Hebrew. This has to do with the Malachim. And in fact, we also learn from our Sedra that the Shechina rests right by the head of the sick. Okay? The Shach itself, the Shach, huh?
I'm wondering, in the previous Allah, which Allah says, Rabbi Atreides, that the Mavakir should sit low.
Yeah.
The Mavakir, not the whole
But the Mavakir.
Now, I'm wondering, is this extended to Atreides as well? We know the Minhag is generally that. We
sit on regular seats. Yeah, the Pashtus in the Rambam. Yeah, that's the Pashtus. The Pashtus is in Rishonim. I mean, I don't want to, you know, go down that. No, with Avelis. It's from Nachum Avel. The proper thing is that everybody should sit low. Yeah. The Aruch HaShulchan, I'm not mistaken, writes that the people are the Marchal. You know, it's like the Avel is Marchal. And that's why there's more the minute today is not there in most places. Most places, I've seen a couple times. But yeah, sort of brisk is right with him, yeah. But it's you're right. Anyway,
the entire mitzvah.
Yeah, it looks like that. Is it? Right. And again, there are more. Okay, there are more says you don't do what you want in the time of mitzvah. So you may agree with that. Okay. So now the question is, what is that the nature of the tefillah? You're right. It doesn't say well, this is a particular text or a particular formula. You're right. But something.
That's
a different thing. That's something else. Anyway, another time of Pirkei Cholim. The Shach explains the reason with the language. So the explains that the Shechin Shach and Simchat and Gimel there in Simchat and Shin Lamed Hei Ner Day. The Shach says in Simchat and Gimel that the Chola is by the head. The Shechin is by the head of the Chola, but otherwise they're not there. So you've got to go Derech Malachim. The Malachim only speak that they don't remember, recognize all the languages. Okay, I printed that. I just want to mention. You know, the Taz mentions it as well. Simchat and Gimel, Simchat and Dalet. Anyway, bottom line is, as we just said, no particular tefillah is mentioned. However, it has become the minig. Certainly, shalom b'fanav, yin b'fanav sometimes, certainly shalom b'fanav, that the tefillah used revolves around tilim. People say tilim for somebody who's sick. Right, I mean, that minig in Klal Yisrael is sometimes after davening, they'll say tilim for somebody who's not well, or it's really bad, they'll have a special get together and everyone will say several chapters of Tehillim. So that is the fact. In fact, this is not a new concept of using Tehillim for this purpose. There is a sefer called Shimush Tehillim. Now, it's attributed to Rav Haigon. Again, I don't know whether that's actually correct, but I do know, I forgot to bring it, I found this after I printed the sheets out, but it's mentioned in the Shimush HaRashbo, this sefer. So it's at least it's all the Rashbo mentioned it, so it makes sense. It's from an early time. The Rashbo mentioned it called Shimush Tehillim. What it does is, in many later editions of Tehillim borrow from it, it tells what each kapitel in Tehillim is good for. This is if you need a full shema. This is if you need parnasa. This one is children are sick. This, that. All 150 chapters in Tehillim, this sefer lists what it has a special efficacy for when you recite them. Very fascinating. You know, it's not a large sefer. I don't have the sefer. I don't think it's available. But I went Thursday to the YU library, and YU library had it also not as a separate volume, but in some other sefer on Bikur Cholim or something. So in the back they had this sefer. It didn't say there of Haigon, but it did say that's how I knew it was in Shulchan Aruch because there it says Kemoshim Asir the Shulchan Aruch and so on. So it's obviously an old work, and this concept, therefore, what I'm getting at of saying Tehillim for somebody who's sick, because that's one of the things that's mentioned there, is not something that was made up by the Mekubalim or the Chassidim or something like that. It's an older practice from at least from the Tanakh Aruch Bo. He quotes it as a known work, and Rishonim knew of this. It may be from Rav Haigon. Yeah. Let's look. So, why does Tehillim? You know, if we think about it for a moment, Tehillim is a very interesting type of sefer because Tehillim is, it's obviously most of our tefillahs come from Tehillim. Right, a lot of tefillahs come from Tehillim. On the other hand, Tehillim is a sefer in Tanakh. Right, you study sefer.
Discussing in Tehillim, people from 50. Then he added, I think he came out to 62.
Yeah.
He came out to 62 or 64 out of all the kapitlos within our tefillahs. accomplish it.
Right, there's no joke that a guy you want.
So see, right? The 150 kapitla are part of
that. That's an old joke about a guy who kept hearing about killing. He finally told his wife, he said, go get me a kill, I want to see what this everyone's talking about, what the big deal is. He starts looking at killing, goes, hey, he sold off the city. Not what the big deal. But anyway, so... The truth of the matter is, as Rizita just mentioned, the Radak, and I printed in source number 26, the Radak writes in Tehillim Perek Vav, on the Pasuk Aleph, I'm going to say, I'm going to give us al Shminis Mizmor LeDavid. So on the third line, he says, the Hamizmor Hazeh, Efshar She'amro David Al Cholyo. David himself said this tefillah, this chapter to him when he was ill. But then he says, the Efshar Gam Kain, Shenera Aloshon Kol Adam Hameduka B'chalayim. David HaMelech may not have said this when he was sick, rather he wrote it, as you said, was it, he wrote it to be used for all time by people who are sick. In other words, it's not clear whether David, when he said this, was he was personally sick, or he wrote this having in mind already that this was something to be used by people. The idea being that not all of us know how to compose tefillahs well. We're not all, you know, we're not all skilled in that area. And that's why we have standardized prayers today. Many of us would like to say tefillahs, but we're not able to because we don't know the right words, and we sort of don't have insight into language and so on. What David HaMelech did is one of the names nearest Yisrael, right? He was a poet and writer. So he wrote tefillahs that people should be able to use when they're looking for tefillah. You want to say your own? Good. But if you're not able to write so well or compose psalms and so on and so forth, he did it for us. And he says, Ki harbe mizmo the Radak is saying that many chapters in Tehillim were written by David HaMelech to be said when anybody wants to daven, and that's what I think is going on over here also. Then he says, that's the Radak. So from that point of view, we understand that way back in the days of David HaMelech already, okay, we have the Sefer Shimon Sunan Rabbi Haigon, we're now going way back, right? We're going to David HaMelech, that according to Radak, the reason he's saying David HaMelech had that in mind, he composed Tehillim for this purpose. Not necessarily. Now, some of them, obviously, he said when he was in Tzar, Vavachom is now Shalom, right? Or Biosav Amora, right? Certain things, obviously, David wrote. It's clear from the context that he wrote them based on personal experiences. On the other hand, the Radak is saying here that it's possible that he wasn't sick; he wrote it for this reason. So it's a very important notion that the Tehillim, and that's probably why Minhag Kliyos for many, many centuries is used. In fact, the Malbim says very similar. The Malbim in source number 27, the Malbim is Hakdama to Tehillim. The Malbim writes, Kol Eila, all these chapters, these prayers, Asaf Bechibra Laesik Nasa Besefer Miuchad, Sheyu Muchanim Litzorech Hanhagas Hanispode. Somebody who wants to be alone, like Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, David wrote it for this purpose, to be available. Kol Adam Yechzabo, Kol Tvila, Bechol Tchina, Kol Hadah, Bechol Tehila, whatever it is, it's for illness, it's for thanks, Mizmo Soda, right? Or Al Kol Dover, Al Kolina, Tsuka O Chua, Tsara O Rebecha, Ashiyili, Yachid Ol Rabin, the Taluch Zaytim. As time goes on, Mesilas Hazman Asor Al Kol Over Yamachaim Pavonis Ravishon Galav. The Malbim also says the same thing. All of the chapters of Tehillim, says the Malbim, were written for people to use in whatever circumstances they feel like connecting to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah.
I don't know this part, Bob. I don't know exactly what it says, but does it actually contain a request for refuah?
And it does ask the please don't punish me, please don't. So it does. I'm suffering and so on and so forth. So it does. But again, the Radak's point is, Radak says, I don't know whether David wrote this because he personally was sick at that point.
Well, he happened to pick one there that actually does maybe contain some request.
That's a good point. So I think
that's weird.
I understand, but see, the ones that I think are commonly said for illness are ones that do have some sort of request. That's the one. Rav the Geshar Chaim, I'm having the sheet. Please listen to my prayer. That's the request. Take a look at the Geshar Chaim. You're right. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. You're right. Okay, so we're going to see at the end. We'll see where I'm getting. So far, you're right. Yeah, that's obviously the answer. That's right. That's for sure. Some are more obvious than others. I agree with you. And the ones The Gesher Chaim, Rabbi Chaim Tukachinsky, who wrote the classic, lived in the 1900s, died around 1960, something like that, sometime in the 60s, the Rabbi Yishalayim. So he wrote the Gesher Chaim, which is a sort of classic work on Avelos, I think in the third chapter. He has Dr. Bika Cholim, and he writes there the compelling list of certain chapters that are proper to say for his illness. But, right, the Luach Eretz Yisrael, which is copied here. Yeah, anyway, there's one problem with all of this, and this will get back to your question, because in the back of your mind, you wonder again, you realize, wait a second, many of the Tehillim we say, especially as the Bezidda said, you know, Tehillim Parakuf Yud Tes has, it's called Tamni Api 8 times is the nickname, because every letter of the Aleph Beis 8 times. So very often they'll take the name of the person. The person's name is, they said whatever, the name is Yitzchak, so they'll say 8 chapters, the chapter of Yud, all 8 pieces of Yud, then the Tzadi. And then many of them don't have any requests whatsoever. So we'll come back to that point, and really it segues into the next thing, which is really the issue here, and that is the following. The Gemara says in Shu'a Staf Tes Rav Beis 28, Rav Shuvan Levi Omar Lahu Lahani Kroi Vigani. They're talking there at Psukim, which by the way include what's known as the Shir Shal Pagayim, that's, you know, we said, Binom, Yosher Bistisa Elyon, and so on, that which we say Psukim Bezimra, and that also has requests and so on. So it says here that Bishuv and Levi used to say these tefillahs before he went to sleep, which by the way, many people do. The Kriya Shema Shalamita has a lot of collection of different Psukim. So he asked the Gemara, Heche Avad Hachi, how can do that? The Omar Reb Shuvan Levi himself, Osur Lehisrapos B'Divrei Torah. You're not allowed to use Divrei Torah to bring about refuah. You can't use Psukim for this purpose. That cheapens Psukim, right? That makes Psukim into incantations and mumbo jumbo. That's what he says there, Osur Lehisrapos B'Divrei Torah. Okay? So the Gemara answers, Lehogein Shami. If you're saying it for protection, then it's okay. We need to understand this. Okay? So then the Gemara says, well, Elakamer, what do you mean usser? What do you mean usser? Okay, Bahatanan, it's worse than usser. He quotes the Gemara, Mishnah in Sanhedrin. If you want to see the Mishnah, look down in Tzadiyah Mar'al. Let's skip down from under Tzadiyah Mar'al. I can read it from the source in Shulz. Bahatanan, Alokhe Shalamaka, Ein Lo Chelech Lamapo. It's more than usser. Okay, it's more than awesome. Okay. So we'll see. All right, good. So the Gemara says, that's only a Yochanan Berokek Shanu. They would say Psukim and spit. This was some sort of incantation, some mumbo jumbo stuff, okay, that they used to use Psukim for. It's not proper to say a Psukim and spit. That's Eino Chelech Lamabo. Okay, but it still seems to be Usur, even after spitting, to use Psukim for a food. That's what the Gemara's Pashim is. Pashim Shad over here is. Okay, let's look. You can see it. The mission. So the Rashi says, what are the psukim used to say? 29, Shulus Tazom and Vez, Lahani Kroy, Shir Shal Pagayim. That's the nickname for Yosha Bisei Solyom. Vigani, they went to sleep, Shalat Lashim Belaila. So Dika Maka, Vahokesh, Al Mikro, Shal Torah, Ulisrapos. He had a Maka, so he would whisper and say a psukim from the Torah and hope that would somehow, heal the Maka. So now that's all, what do you mean it's worse than us? It's Eno Telephon Abok. The Mishnah is Sanhedrin, different about spitting and so on. Let's look at the Mishnah and see it inside. 30. Kol Yisrael Sanhedrin Sadi Amaral, the famous beginning of Chelek, right? Kol Yisrael Shem Chelek Olam Abba. Shenem Aram and Kolam Sigma, etc. Ve'elu Sheilam Chelek Olam Abba. Ha'oma Ein Tches Amesim in the Torah, Ve'in Tarmin HaShamayim, Ba'fikoros, all the things which forfeit your Olam Abba. Rekiva Omer, Af HaKor B'Swarim Chitonim, a different shir, reading outside literature. Okay, another problem, not now. Ve'alokhe Shalamako, and you say, hey, beautiful puzzle. In parts of Bishalah. Kolamacho asher sam Mitzrayim lo'osim malecha ki aneshim ne'anir shem ropecha. I write it to the Shira. And it sounds like a great pasuk. So I have an ill, I'm sick. So let me say, here's a pasuk in the Torah where Kadosh Baruch Hu promised that all illnesses and plagues that I brought in Mitzrayim, I won't bring upon you because I am Hashem, your doctor with a capital D. Right? Aneir Hashem ropecha. So that sounds like I'm sick. It's a great pasuk to say. The Torah says, I want to do that. You're not allowed to use the pasuk for that purpose. Yeah?
This is what I mean. He's super talking about it before. It's like a people, please help me. I'm sick. As opposed to, he takes some other words.
Okay, good.
Words, okay. It up to match it to,
okay, good.
If I'm going to say it.
Okay, some of the things. Okay, good. So you're right. So let's see. But I'm just posing the question. We've been talking about, first of all, this proper Esarachim. And then I demonstrated from the doctrine, from the Malbim, that the David HaMelech wrote to him for that purpose. But there's an often a Gemara that seems to say, now I use Tzufim for that purpose. We obviously have to see what the distinction here is. Right.
I can't say that generally without bringing this up.
Yeah.
The concept of the Shema Sim Shem Shema Malarikika,
yeah.
it doesn't specifically mean Shem Shemayim. It means probably Divrei Torah, Divrei Bakosh.
So
what do you do, and how do you do that? Because of the Shem Shemayim and the
Spirit of God.
How does that
help? Another time. We'll talk about another time. I understand. So probably not right. We're past the church, right?
It's a bad.
Anyway, I don't know. But let's think we have here. So it's also Israfos b'divrei Torah. The Ritvah and Eschidushim there in Shruas Tazvah Mebeis, right? Also Israfos b'divrei Torah. The Kasalka died. The Gemara first assumes the Chiheicha the Refuah Asura Hu Adin Lahagin. That which we say Refuah using Psukim for refuah, you know, and mumbling psukim because you think it's going to take away something like it's a magic formula that's going to take away the illness. It's also even lahogin, even to protect you. What do you mean? We'll see in a second. Well, mashana lahogin shiny. Okay, but the answer is no. For protection, what does it mean? Right now, I'm not sick. Let's remember, Yeshua and Levi used to say this when he went to bed. He wasn't ill. He wasn't sick. He said the psukim to keep the sickness away, so to speak, to keep the danger away. So what the Gemara seems to be distinguishing between, according to the Ritva, according to Pesach Shat Gemara, is somebody uses psukim having already been sick, and now he thinks that saying the psukim is going to affect some kind of magical healing, has magic healing powers to say the psukim. That's what's not allowed. But Stav, a person who's healthy, like your lady, went to the... So just, okay, we'll see. Okay, but that's what he says. That's the Gemara's answer, Lahog and Shiny. Then he says, huh?
There was someone in your eye.
Right, that's something else. Yeah. So, Yesha Pishmi Karas Alatala Kadesh Yishim Shashina Refor. And the other Pashada that may be sleeping itself is Refor, but he doesn't think that's right. The Rashba explains in the next source, 32, this Rashba, Shavuos Tazon Day, says as follows. He said, well, what's the issue here? So, it merges in the Gemara, there are three levels. So the Rashba spells it out very neatly. Again, it's the Chiddush Rashba, Shavuos Tazon Day. Amr Yochanan, Baroque and Gulay. Hilchach Gimel Chalukin Yesh. There are three levels. Lahagain mutter. Okay? To protect when a person not sick is mutter. And I want to go into this now. Reviation of Rizvah said it too. I skipped over it, but I'll read it. Reviation of Lahagain Hakimayim. I mean, there's these little amulets and so on. Psukim, that's what God is going to say. Reviation is in trouble. I don't get to that now, but people have Kimayim. People have So I don't want to go into that now. I feel lots of Mishabbat, huh?
Yeah.
Okay? But whatever it is, Lahagain is mutter. Two. If you say psukim in conjunction with a makkah, I feel below a kika usher. Okay, even if you don't spit, it's usher. Shakol sheish makkah is apostle, Ramasha is related also in Saddam Torah. And the third level of a roke kala makkah, it's even worse, Zilamus of Trey. In other words, there's lahagin is mutter, saying psukim is usher, but you don't forfeit your kelam alachelik alabah, and the worst thing is the spit. Okay, what's the problem here with saying divrei Torah? So Marsha explains. Marsha elsewhere, it's in 33, Sanhedrin Kuf al Amar Aleph and the Chiddush Agadas. That's on that mission. That's on the Gemara. That mission Chelik. He says, "The Hatam should also Israfos Divrei Torah source 33, Mimakav Chola Shekvar Chola, but be Shasover Shosa Torah Kishar Dvarim Shema Olam Hamarapim Achola Mamakov." He says it cheapens the Torah because it looks like, you know, there are other healing things that they heal. So now you're lumping what's Torah. Torah is another thing. I can take medicine. I can take a shot. I can do this, and I can also read Pesukim from Divrei Torah. It kind of cheapens the Divrei Torah. That's not true. 1 second, I know Cain. For a sick person, though, he's already sick. Ki Torah Yeshlam, and it's not saying psukim. Ki Torah Yeshlam, Maila Yisera. Here's the key. Shabbi Kiyuma Vilimuda, he Megina ala Adam. Talmud Torah protects you. Okay, that's the difference of Lahagain. Shalo Yavel Kali de Choli Maka protects you, hopefully, from any sickness to begin with, as he quotes quotes the Gemara that backs that up. In other words, the Marsha said, when a person has become sick, so then it's quote unquote, I don't say it's too late, but it's improper to use the very Torah because then you're cheapening Torah and you're viewing it as if it's some magical thing. You know, it's like any other refuah. However, I mean, it's not either magical or it's like any other refuah. But a person who's well and says psukim, he learns, and this goes back to what I said before, because let's remember, Tehillim is part of Torah. If I say Tehillim now, I'm a kindness of Talmud Torah. If a person takes that Tehillim right now and starts learning, What mitzvah is he behind? It's Talmud Torah. You have to say Torah. Right? It's Talmud Torah. So what the Marsha is saying is really there's two things here. People shouldn't confuse. You use Tillim. Yes, a lot of Tillim is incorporated into our field. But fundamentally, Tillim is a Sefer and Tanakh. It's one of the Sephardic Ksuvim. So if it's Sefer and Tanakh, when a person studies like any other Sefer and Tanakh, it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Maharsha says that a person who's healthy and learns, so that's what's going to protect him. So Rabbi Shimon Levi studied, you know, when he went to sleep, he studied his Sukkim. In fact, I mentioned, I think last week, on a different conference, I forget really which year it was, but the Gemara says in Brachas, I should have printed it, so take my word for it for a moment. The Gemara says in Brachas and Dachay that a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to say Kriyat Shema Shalnika, let alone the Pesukim that follow. Because when he's thinking of someone learning anyway, a guy is Tarasim, not talking about us, he's talking about a guy with Tarasim Naso. He's thinking about Torah all the time. So he goes to bed thinking of the last Pesukim that he learned, the last, he doesn't have to say other Pesukim. It's not magic about these Pesukim, it's the protection that the learning is on the Torah. So, what was I saying?
Thinking Gaston, I'm just saying.
Okay, yeah. Now, this being the case, we still have.
I would think the opposite.
So the truth of the matter is that should work. You're right. Okay, so obviously you have to say they're talking about a person, or I'm saying about a person who doesn't think. He thinks that this Pusuk somehow is going to do the same thing as the medicine. We'll see. A few more things. A few more discussion with Shalom about it. Okay, but you're on the right, you're on a good track. The Gemara, the Tosus there in Shulis has a different character, which ramps all these problems. Because Tosus the first of Gemara in Shabbos. Let's take a look. Top 34. Tosus are not sugging Shulis, right? Test on base. Also, is Lapid Divrei Torah. I behold the Omer Sefer Shabbos, Lishta Basyom, Alema Hochi, Bayar Malach Hashem Elov, and Bayar Malach Hashem Elov, a Pasuk. We'll see the Gemara in a second. Answers Tosus two words. Sakantor Shiny. If a guy's in a life and death situation, so Ela Chota Roman, it's a Kuk Mevish. Whatever's going to work. We're hunting Michal Shabbos. You need a Yom Kippur. So Tosha said, a guy who's talking very sick, the whole Isra of Israfa, what are we taught to Israfa? The guy's got an upset stomach, his head hurts. So then you don't use to a person who's in a dire situation, according to Tosha, Sakan to Shani, say whatever Sukkim you like. Okay, that's how he because I, it's not right to use the Torah. Also, it's okay, but that's, you know, overrides everything. That's the sheet of Tosha. What's the Gemara in Shabbos? So it's 35. Shabbos, I don't know, same page as before, this is on the top of the page. 35. Amar Yochanan. Lishto Tzimirta, Rashi explains, 36, when you look at the Rashi, you can look back and forth. Ishto Tzimirta, Choli Shemechamemes Kodechas Akuf. Some take the body hostage, a high fever. Okay? And that's what Rashi explains in 36. So this person has a fever. So the Gemara has a whole formula what to do. Lishko Sakina de Chula Parzo, take some type of a knife, Lazo Lahecha Dika Bardina, and go to some kind of a. Some, again, it looks like a witch doctor type of stuff. Okay, and I don't want to discuss that now. But the lema on the second line should say Tsukim, Vayar Malach Alav Hashem, that's by the snap. And Lamochar, the next day, Lichlik Bei Purta, and they say another pasuk from the snap. I don't know, Moshe Asur on the era. Lamochar, another thing, and they say another pasuk. And all these things, they're saying all these Tsukim, which all have to do with the snap. So Lamaisa, isn't that using the Rei Torah for the Gemara? Has this in the formula.
Okay.
Yeah, but here it's a fever. But anyway, the point of the matter is that this was a deathly illness, so then it's okay to use the Psukim. The Ritva, back in Shavuos, that same Kedusha Ritva, the end of the one I quoted before, Shavuos Tesla and Base. So we had it back in Source 31, the Ramaskal also is out of the Ritva. At the end he says, Kos of the Tosus, Kimasha Amru also is out of the Ritva, Dafka Shalom Makam Sakana. Avokam Sakana Mutra, that Tosus. Tosus says the whole Isser, which by the way, for emperors, all our problems with Tehillim, because when we say Tehillim, usually, certainly when I have a communal get together, it's because the person's condition is very, very serious. And it's already in a Sakana. So according to Tosus, not the Torah, but it's Mutter. I also started to be Torah. Yeah, that's a regular illness, but this type of deep illness is not a problem. But then the Ritva says, and he quotes that Gemara on Shabbos and so on. However, he says, Venira at the end, Shein Torah Fachach. You don't have to come on to that. Shekol Elu Lahagin. And he learns that Gemara differently. That was to prevent the fever. Okay, yes.
I was thinking of the murder process.
Yeah.
That why are we trying to do by these tefillahs?
Yeah.
These 72, do something through these words.
Good. We'll get to it.
But if I can't fit, which has worked, I'm going to say beautiful by what? I'm going to say good language. Right. So metaphorically.
Exactly. So let's see. But anyway, Tosa says all bets are Tosa when it's a sakara, then it's all mutter. The report doesn't seem to like that. The Rambam says the following. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud-Aleph, Halacha Yud-Beis. Halokhe shalamaka, v'korei posim ha-Torah, and v'chein ha-kor al-pinah shalivas, the other reason, you know, this reason to say psukim, lo dai lahem shein b'chal menachshon v'chorin, all these types of superstition, chover, you know, these, again, these superstitious, what's the right way to say it, sorcery or whatever, you know. Shein b'chal ha-kol from v'torah, shein osin di v'torah fus guf, v'ein another fus nefashas. He says, you know what the problem here is? In Torah is for refus hanefesh, it's internal for the soul, as opposed to for the body. Shenemar quotes a pasuk. Avol, says the Rambam. And look what he says, how old the practice of Tillim. Aval habori shakara psukim umizmor mitehillim. Kadesh Tongal of Schus Kriyasan, the Enoch of Mitzvahs of Nezikim, Hariz and Mutter. The Rambam himself says that for a healthy person to say Psukim and Mizmori Tehillim, he specifically mentions Tehillim, okay, which is striking again. We mentioned the Rashbam, so the Rambam also is aware of the practice, obviously. Those who say Mizmori Tehillim for that purpose of Lahagain, that's allowed. He also does not, and that point to the Rambam is, he's more like the Rambam, like Tosos. He doesn't say, oh, but in the time of Sakona, Pekuch Nefesh, it's mutter. He doesn't say that. Okay?
No.
Now, the Rif.
No,
yeah.
He holds that
backing our mutter is one of those things that you're not allowed to, probably, right?
Those are not okay. Good. Yeah. He only said,
feel us,
they made up his own words.
Either that or he put it in the Shemashay. I mean, he didn't say
Psukim.
Okay, now the Rif, I printed the Rif in 39, the Rif in Brachas, Gimel, Alav, Rishuv, and Levi, Misnada, Lahani, Koi, Vigani, Hechi, Ovar, Hochi, Vaham, Rishuv, and Levi, Osu, Sazdi, Vaitar, Lahogi, and Shiny. He also doesn't make the Chilak about Sakana. So it's interesting, the Shulta Gibor, which you don't have on the page, the Shulta Gibor on that Rif, it's Os Gimel, on that Rif in Brachas, Gimel, and Alav, the Shulta Gibor says there might be a difference when you're dealing with a makkah, an actual physical wound, as opposed to some type of internal sickness. Maybe the only issue, let's remember, if you want to look back at the Mishnah Sanhedrin, you know, Ein lo chelech ha-mabo, it's haloche shal makkah. Okay, when you have an external wound, maybe there's a difference, he suggests. But to be fair, the Beis Yosef, we're not going to read inside and save some time, but the Aradeya Simon Kuf Ayin Test. The Beis Yosef says openly, not like that. The Beis Yosef says, near the Lav Dafke Makkah, Dostam Amru also Sabbath Zirei Torah, Velo Chilko, Bein Ispe Makkah, Velo Espe Makkah. Okay, so he rejects that whole thing. Then we'll skip the rest. The Bach in 41 says the same thing. Also, Aradeya Simon Kuf Ayin Test. And so on. He also says it's true by all types of illnesses. The Meiri has a different chiluk. The Meiri is a different chiluk in 42. The Meiri is on that Gemara in Shabbos, Tamaz Zayin, Amud Aleph. Okay? And this is what, something I've suggested before. Umasha Huzkar. This Gemara that says to say certain psukim from the snare and so on. How do we take that stem with mashanoda shalos v'sav the Torah? Efshar shalom nemar elat kasheika rufuosim in a Torah. Like Rabbi Pearl said before, this guy only thinks he doesn't take medicine, he doesn't get a shot, he doesn't do anything he's supposed to do. He's just, I'm just going to say psukim, okay? But I'm not going to take any treatment. That's when it's also. That's what he says. Avokan harei umona harbe dvar bezula saskar also mikros. That Gemara in Shabbos told all those funny things: chop something, cut something. That was told a guy was doing. Whether those things have medical value today, so I don't know. But at least at that time, if they thought it worked, that the Miri is saying that the whole Isser is when all the guy does is say psukim. He thinks, I'll just say psukim. I'm not going to take any medical steps. I'm not going to listen to the doctor or whatever. That's what's not allowed. Well, he says the whole Ikr is only therefore. But to say like you were saying, or someone said before, in addition to, you know, I'm about to take the medicine, but I say, Kinei Shem Rofecha, but just to say, I really trust my Kodesh Baruch Hu, because Miri is saying, that's fine. And that's not the Isser. The Isser is to reject all other treatments and all other methods of treating the illness and rely on the psukim. That's the issue. Elsewhere, the Miri in Shruas, on the same psukim in Shruas, says a little differently. The two different plays, the Miri said different things. The Tesla and Alpha Shruas, he says, Kvar Biyarno Perk, he quotes the Gemara about Lochesh and Son, Eilon Chelam Abba, and he quotes the psukim, and he says, maybe over there, if you say it, He quotes like the Rambam. Look at the end. He says, "Kol shomer derech lachash osur." Lachisha means also it's like superstitious. You say it out superstition. Ba'af sham tirtu b'chanan v'chayim. Kol v'akom bari shakar mizmar p'sukin shetonu v'schus kras on the tzaras tzaras harizamuta. Like we said in the Rambam and so on. In other words, what's the person's intent when he's saying it? The Sefer Achinuch has a very very clear thing. Now we come full circle. We'll move to finish up. The Sefer Achinuch says, as far as mitzvah tov kuf yud beis, that's the mitzvah that again answering certain types of superstitious incantations over chever and so on. So he says, ulai b'ni tiksha alai v'hod degarsinim b'shuas shir shal pagayim and so on and so forth. That he said these tukim and so on, and Rav Shulman Levi says with respectfully tukim. So he says on the fourth line, the ena davar chalila domelin chover chever shizachanu who par amos gonal roch al ze also shab the Torah. Avol iskiu lomar mizmorim elu sheish from dvarim. Listen what he says, and again. I think a Zidro said this before. You oru hanefesh, or not from you said it before. Okay, you oru hanefesh. How they are some lachos Hashem. No, these sukkim are going to inspire you to have a faith in our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not stam sukkim. You're right. You can't say sukkim until you don't know what they're talking about. Or what it means. Says the chinuch. You want to say sukkim, and through that sukkim, you'll recognize even, and this addresses your issue. Even if the sukkim is the greatness of Hashem, can have nothing to do with illness. But through those sukkim, you now come to a deeper understanding of our Kodesh Baruch Hu and a deeper relationship, right? You have more faith in him. A person wants to say these psukim, not for because he thinks they have some superstitious mumbo jumbo magical powers. No, the psukim inspire you. You say me malachim krosich Hashem. You realize, or like you were saying, kineshem rofecha. You realize it says the chinuch. That's okay, and that's why the Gemara says that's what's allowed. Also, the Sraf was the Torah, but Lahagain. Okay, look at the last line of the Chinuch there. Lo Asra Torah Shayom Adam Divrei Torah, Lo Ora Nafsho Latova. Yeah, Asra using Divrei Torah. That people are inspired by Divrei Torah. Certainly, Tehillim poetry is beautiful, very inspiring if you read it. That's what the Chinuch is saying. So, the in Lahalacha, Shulchan Aruch brings in again Simkuf Ayin Tess or there Simkuf Ayin Tess Tivches Halocha Shemak Valachol Roke Chaka Kor Pesach Pesach Torah Eno Chelik Rabot. That's one level. Vino Roke Isur Mia Ikra Bimyeish Bo Sakonis Nefoshes Akol Mutar. The Mechaber Pasht like that Tosus. Mechaber says Sakonis Nefoshes everything is Mutar. The Rabot the Yesh Omen the Chol Zeh Eno Oso Kishakor Apostle Sakodesh a different thing and so on. Okay. Let's move. We'll skip over the Taz. I had this in Zion. Let's go to next 47 is the next two sifim later. Sif Yud. That same sifim are there. Kufayin says Habari Mutalik Sukkim Hagel Adam Mazikin. So there's a long tshuva in the Tzitz of Yezer, Belezer of Aldenburg. We mentioned in the past he was the posek for Shari Terek Hospital for many years and great to posek in Yerushalayim and Dayan. And in his tshuva Tzitz of Yezer Chelik Zion Simon Lamed. He has quite a number of the Marmar Kohens that we'll get from there. He quotes in 48 Barisi the same Mishnah. Yaakov, okay, this is, he has an essay on this issue of St. Philip, this very topic of ours, okay. He writes, it's also Aleph in that thing. Raised to the same from Mishnah Yaakov, Sheyeshon Bizmana Achman Shemak Shofizel Anoeg Amakubal Omer Tilner Posa Shacholah. How could it be? As I was showing, Vitema, the Ruach Khan, the Rach Leborim Mutor, Avalavachola, also Likup Sukkim, Zor Tilim. How could it be? Okay? So, in Cain, Echon Omer Prikke Tilim Alachola, and then we sound like that, with the whole, you prick the whole Yerushalayim, that needs to do a print, and a whole text, and all this should be also. Anyway, he mentions some of these answers that we've given. But other things that people point to is the following. And this really, I think, should give us a different insight when we say Tehillim. Clear from everything we said is to use the Tehillim as some kind of magic incantation, which sadly I think that people do that, is not going to be right. Just to say the Pesukim to Me'orah, that it's going to inspire you to have more faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to put your bitachon, say Kineshim Rofecha, to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a real faith, especially in conjunction with other medical steps you take, does not seem to be awesome. But there's something else. You take a look at the one Erev and Nun Dara Malala, the same of Rishu Ben Levi. I'm Rishu Ben Levi. Well, the first line is not for us, but Chosh Berosho, a guy's head hurts. What should he do? He asks for the Divrei Torah. Start learning. Okay. Chosh begrono, sore throat, Yasuk the Torah. Right? Of course, psukim, the back, everyone is up. Chosh bemeya, the stomach. Okay. Chosh basmosa, his bones, his arthritis, whatever. All these things, Yasuk the Torah, the same from Mishum Levi. What's going on? I thought Mishum Levi said also his shabbos. Now he's telling you, a guy says that his headache and a stomach ache and other aches. He says, Yasuk the Torah. What's going on? Furthermore, an earlier Gemara in Erevin talks about Yeshaya and Chizkiyo when Yeshaya was sick. So the Gemara says, Erevin Chavah Ben Aleph, Yishayim by Bayi Hossam, he came to the palace, whatever. Amar Rabba Barachanam, Rabbi Yochanan, Melamet Shecholach Hizkiyah, Behalach Yoshia, Yishaya, Behoshi Yeshiva Pisho. Mikan le Tamar Chochem Shecholach, Shemoshim Yeshiva Pisho. Tamar Chochem is sick, so you should bring the Talmidim to learn. What do you mean? I thought that's exactly what's not allowed. It's their book, Lo, Jim, Shiva, Shal Talmidim, La, Sikha, Torah, Pisco. Huh? Oh, so, but the Padamba, the Makosha, it's Talmud Torah. It's supposed to be Talmud Torah. It goes back to the beginning of the year. The Raka Shava raises this question. In the Mazur, it's in the Shrapnel, huh?
It's the Torah, doesn't it?
Oh, exactly. Not so mumble. Exactly. So, first of all, the Raka Shava writes in Sapnas Paneach, on that Rambam, but we quoted before, Perkilav, because of what is our, Halakhi Beis, he quotes this Gemara in Sahirvin, and he says, Mur Sham, the Limur HaTorah, Afshal Acher Megan. We would have talked about other people helps the Chola. The Chola is not learning, he's sick. But he's got, that's what he's seen from his Gemara. He brought people to learn. So that's the issue. I think it's exactly correct. That's the idea of Yasok. Okay? And the idea is, Primogodim writes in source 52, the Eshal Rav and the Orachayim Sion Reish Lamed Tes, the Kotten Zion. So he quotes this issue of the Tzukim and so on, our topic, and he says, the Gemara says, Kol Osip Batar Yisur Medele Memenu, right? But you're not allowed to use the refuah for Divrei Torah. So he says at the end, Vod Efshar Ki Divrei Torah Ein Merapin Klal Haguf. Rak Ein Ola Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'olom Et Ladar Ano Shalachem. The Osip Batar Hashem Imo. A person learns Torah, so Kodesh Baruch Hu is with him, or if other people learning around him, like Kodesh Baruch Hu is there, and that's Kenny. Okay, and many Akronim say the same exact thing. All right, the Marshor writes in Erevan and Natsug and Nandarim and Aleph. Okay, he raises the spirit. What do you mean? Rishum and Levi said also stops the Torah. The same Rishum and Levi says Yasek with the Torah. He says no, not a Shaila. He says Lo Shaiach was the also the Shaf with the Torah. Can't even perkam the Shuls. Yesh Lomar the Hainu Shemiskav and Lomar Pasuk Lerfua. Avol Derech Limudo. You're learning. Hakol Shori. That's not a Shori. Okay, that's certainly allowed when a person is learning, because the whole idea is that the Chus of Talmud Torah is going to save him. And now if that's the case, it doesn't matter which kapitel of Tefillin really you say. Now, full disclosure, it looks like Rashi's against that, but I think Rashi is Asiyot. Rashi in Sanhedrin, Kufal, and all that Mishnah, that Gemara, that Mishnah, he quotes all the Tzukim. Rashi says the problem is Kesavu Huli Nafsal B'Shus Divrei Torah, and that's not allowed, even B'Shus Divrei Torah. But maybe Rashi means he doesn't have the full Kavon in mind. But anyway, the point is we'll finish with this. You look in the Brachos Hamad Aleph, the Pnei Yoshua. The Gemara is talking about Kriyas Shema Shalamita. The Gemara says, Kalakar Kriyas Shema Shalamita, Amar Yitzchak 55. Amar Yitzchak, Kalakar Kriyas Shema Shalamita, so mazikin medelem menu. Shenema yas psukim. So he asked the Pnei Yoshua, so what's going on? You say psukim, and so I thought that's a steer to this concept, the same idea. And he says, no, it's the same thing. Here we're talking about that the psukim, whether it's Kriyas Shema, whatever, when a person's involved, and as the Pharaoh said, he's Osek the Torah, that's the idea. That's what protects him, so to speak. The Pharisee Yisrael says this also on that mission of Sanhedrin. Perk Yud, it's Perk Yud Mishal, it's Os Test, the Yochanan Boaz. Nira Li, the old Kashim, the Arena Chosh Baroshi Asma Torah, Hari also Sabbath the Torah, and Al Karch of the Dachka Posuk Echot Osul Likros, the Ain Kabar Osul Lumo. The guy says a Posuk, he's got some kind of a skill, I'm going to say a Posuk. He's not learning. He has one pasuk. That's what's usher. But says it to Pharisee Yisrael. Of a parsha shlema, the guy's not learning the whole parsha. The lo mukach shu kalok is not whispering some incantation, some mumbo jumbo. You read one pasuk. That's not called learning. You read one pasuk, but you're learning. You say psukim. That's something different. And the Mishnah Berurah, it's interesting, just to show to hammer home this point that Tehillim is also Talmud Torah, and maybe that's really what we should have in mind. I'm not pasuking. I'm just suggesting. When we say Tehillim for Chol, it's not just Tehillim. It's magic. And it's Tefillah, it is, but it's not just Tefillah. It's Talmud Torah. It's Chus of Torah. The Mishnah Berurah writes the halacha, and we'll end by reading something from Shlomo Zalman Arba. The Mishnah Berurah writes in the Tavkuf Nundala, Darachayim, that's Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Can you say Tehillim on Tisha B'Av? It's a good question. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch says in 58 and 58, Mutar Likros Kol Seder Hayom. On Tisha B'Av, you can say whatever you normally say during Parshas Karbanos, Ezel Mekomen, because after all, those are all from the Gemara. It's all, is that learning? But, huh? Right, literally. Okay, and you can do the power. So the Mishnah Berurah writes the Kotten Zion. Again, it's in Tavkuf Nundala. But Tisha B'Av, he says, saying all these things is no different. We lay in on Tisha B'Av. Right, that's in the Torah. We have a Haftarah on Tisha B'Av. That's a Navi. Right, it's no worse. Okay, that's called Seder Yom. But, he says, when Noah Gin Lomar Tehillim B'Shirach B'Mincha, Okay, the minig is to say till a mincha time at Tisha B'Av, even though afogav does with Talmud Torah kol yom, even though the iser of Talmud Torah is all day. Tzarich lomar the sfila came into the arpa kosher shari, but ubeposna that's what Kiveg was from. Noagin lomar lemecharoso shel emes shel yom b'chein nachol. He's referring to people who say, you know, many tefillin they print marked off. This is for Sunday, this is for Monday, this is for the first of the month. So they are tefillin for the ninth of the month, right, of every month. So if you say those on Tisha B'Av, so the Mishnah Berurah says in Posna, the minig was they did not say it on Tisha B'Av. The next day they doubled up. You said yesterday, and you actually conclude with Chayim Nachom. I why it's Tzvila, huh? Right, right. You have to make it up the next day, right? So those are Tzvila, right? And that's why he quotes the Shaar Tzion, oh, saying the last 60. Over Derech Chaim, that's from the Nesivos, you know, the Tzvila Hamishpul Yaakov Melisa. The Derech Chaim, the Elo Martilim Af Bemincha. Even Mincha you can't, because Talmud Torah is also all day. What do you see from the Mishnah Berurah and the Derech Chaim? Till it's lumped together with Talmud Torah. So it's part of Talmud Torah. So put that together with everything we said, that the recitation of Tillin for the sick is a form of Talmud Torah. And that's our Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And as soon as we finish Manus, in the Halicha Shlomo, that's a collection of some of the teachings on Tfilah. So in Perek Ches, Os Chokbeis, it's page Kufay. Uvamira's Pirke, right, the Talmudim put this together from Shlomo Zalman. Uvamira's Pirke, Tillin with Tzibu, Lizkus, Sufu, Ascholah, Yedachtiku, Lahachri, Shmo, Kodesh, and Shlomo, follow, fine, say his name, Kadesh, Yechav, Not Tzibu, Uvamira's Sefer, Tillin, Eil, Chavin, Perish, and Kipshuto, Kedosh, and Chavin, Bishar, Tzibu. Okay? Very interesting thing. You don't have kavana like other tefillos. What do you mean? In other words, when I say Esayin al Hashem al Esayin al Harim, does it mean I'm lifting my me? Am I saying I, the person saying to him Esayin I?
Yeah.
Or he says no. He says Beikar. What do I have in mind that David HaMelech said about himself? So he says Mishum he's saying Mishum Deikar Malosah Shamir is Tilm al Piyap Shad. He aside from he said, Novad Amala school is. He acknowledges some type of school of fine. But on the Pshut, you know, in Nigla, he says, Hamalas Amiras Tilan al Pipshad, he Mishum Talmud Torah. Okay, it's Talmud Torah, and that's what the Rambam wrote, Chus Kriyos, and Klomar, Shekore, Velome, Pirka, Pilim, Shomram, Dovala, Homosom, Shemi, Kisar Kodesh, Umis Ora, Aideze, Lachok, Uzekas, Hashem, Kimo, Dovala, Uzhuzu, Talmud Lo, Olacholish, Rakeshavuro, Umahai, Kaima, Boku, Lomar, Tilim, Uzhuz Achola, Yosem, Libet, Varma, Cherim, Uzhuzo. Want to get together, you could also read Psukim from Dibra Yomim for the Chol. It's also Talmud Torah, but they may be somewhat less inspiring to the average person. Okay, Tehillim, people will be inspired by it. That's what we do. The Kevin Shekane, Pshita Shetarp Lahavim, Perish Hamilo, Shemot Simipil. It's a good idea to know what you're saying when you're saying Hillim.
Yeah.
Okay, so you say you must. Luchavim is their canal. Shekane, Abar, Dabar, Melech, Abar, Shem, so what Shem Zaman is saying, and what all of us are saying, everything seems to be saying here is that the efficacy of saying Tehillim for a Chol is not that there's anything magical about Tehillim per se, but the Psukim of Tillim is Talmud Torah. Why this Talmud Torah? Why don't you have it? Yeah, people do, by the way. Sometimes people do have a Shir Lizchus to Talmud Torah for a Fulish Nefesh also. People have Shirim for a Fulish Nefesh for somebody. I mentioned beginning of this year, the Shir is dedicated for that person, somebody. So that's okay. That's no different than saying Tillim. The only thing is, many people, certainly people who don't have the time to learn all the time, whatever, they appreciate more Tillim than a Shir, maybe, because the words are inspiring, the words are moving, but the Shlomo Zalman says, let's make the effort to know what the words mean. So that's why I would suggest that people say Tillim, say it with an English Tillim, or when they call it to have the interlinear, you can see the words. Then you know what you're talking about. Then you're inspired, and it's to that source that the person will hopefully have her foolish language. We hope that God will answer all our tefillos, and whatever Tillim we say, we'll say it in the right way, and we'll bring about the desired result. A good Torah.